This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of people gathered near the state of Georgia's capital to demand justice for the victims of shootings at massage businesses in and around the Atlanta area. The crowd Saturday called for an era and end to racism and xenophobia. Many waved signs and cheered speakers, including U.S. Senators Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. A Georgia State Representative, the first Vietnamese American to serve in the Georgia House, also was present. Similar rallies were held around the country in protest over the killings of eight people at three Atlanta area massage businesses. A 21-year-old white man is accused and is in custody. In Chicago, about 300 people gathered and hundreds marched in New York City. The Biden administration is facing growing questions about why it was not more prepared for an influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. The administration is scrambling to build up capacity to care for 14,000 young undocumented migrants now in federal custody, and more are likely on the way. Immigration experts say the predicament was predictable. Biden administration officials blame the Trump administration for making a mess of the immigration system. Border Patrol officials have encountered more than 29,000 unaccompanied minors since October 1st. That's nearly the number of youths taken into custody for all of the previous budget year. And again, the Biden administration now being criticized about why it was not more prepared for the influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The normal foot traffic in parts of France was greatly reduced Saturday as a new lockdown imposed by the French government to curb the country's worsening of COVID-19 situation took effect. With intensive care units close to overflowing, the French Prime Minister Jean Castex announced on Thursday that residents of the Greater Paris region could only leave home for essential trips or exercise, and non-essential travel to other parts of the country was banned altogether. The new lockdown is lighter compared to France's two previous nationwide ones in 2020. Hairdressers, bookstores, florists, and chocolate shops can stay open contrary to past lockdowns. People can also take walks for an unlimited duration within a 10-kilometer radius of their homes, provided they bring a permission slip. The measures will be in place for at least 4 weeks in 16 French departments, which also includes northern France and the area around the southern French city of Nice. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson received his first dose of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine Friday and urged the public to do the same, saying he did not feel a thing. Pictures of the occasion showed the prime minister wearing a black mask, a shirt, and a tie with the sleeve rolled up while a nurse gives him the vaccine. The 56-year-old Johnson received his vaccine at the same time at the same hospital where almost a year ago he was put in an intensive care unit and given oxygen via a tube in his nose after he contracted the virus and fell seriously ill. He later said he was so sick that plans were drawn up on how to announce his death. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in Castle Saturday to protest against measures aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus. In one city, a big crowd of people gathered without wearing any face mask and without keeping a safety distance. Police said that roughly 20,000 people were present at the beginning of the demonstration and said some people had been arrested in the course of the march. Case numbers have been rising in Germany, driven by an easing of restrictions in recent weeks, just as a more transmissible variant of the virus has spread, underlining the need to accelerate vaccinations to protect the vulnerable. In Vienna, thousands marched as well as carrying placards reading Kurz has to go, and we are the people. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.